There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be looking at a grammar point which causes quite a lot of confusion amongst English learners. We're going to be looking at the difference between been and gone. Two past participles. So, been is the past participle of be. It goes be, that's the infinitive. Then the past simple is was or were. And then the past participle is been. Gone is the past participle of go. Go is the infinitive. Went is the past simple form. And then we have gone, the past participle form. That's the way the textbooks like to explain it, and that's correct. I'm not arguing with the textbooks. But it's a bit easier if you say that there are two past participles of go. Gone and been. Because we can say, I have gone somewhere, and I have been somewhere. And in both cases, we're talking about going. So when do we use he has gone? When do we use he has been? Well, it all depends on whether the action is completed or is still happening. He has been means he went somewhere and returned. So this means the action is completed because he's returned. He has gone somewhere means he went somewhere but hasn't returned yet. So the action is not yet completed. For example, where's John? He's not at home. I think he's gone to the supermarket. And then John arrives home. You might say to John, where have you been? I've been to the hairdresser. Do you like my new haircut? So in the first example, I think he's gone to the supermarket. It means that John went somewhere. We don't know where. And clearly he has not returned because we're speculating. Where is he? Where has he gone? So the answer, I think he's gone to the supermarket, means he went somewhere, maybe the supermarket, but has not yet returned. And then when John arrives home, where have you been? I've been to the hairdresser. He has now returned. He went to the hairdresser and then came back. He has returned. So we use been. Notice as well that when we're talking about completed life experiences, about places we have been, we use been. Because with life experiences, we go somewhere and usually we return. Have you ever been to Vietnam? No, I've never been, but I'd love to. Notice how we use been, because with this life experience, obviously the person, if they had been to Vietnam, they went there and then they returned. Of course, if the life experience isn't completed, then you can use gone. John and Sarah have gone to Vietnam. Oh, how lovely. Are they having a good time? In this example, they've gone to Vietnam because they have not returned. They are still in Vietnam. So that's the difference between been and gone. Hopefully that's clear for you. So thank you for listening to today's grammar episode. I hope it was interesting and helpful. And if there's any other grammar points which you're confused about and you'd like my help with, then all you have to do is send me a quick email, I always like hearing from listeners. Don't feel like you're bothering me. It's no problem. Just send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.